We're taking a close look at American foreign policy in today's program. That's because President Obama delivered his vision of U.S. global leadership this morning with a speech at West Point. He said America must lead on the world stage, though not always through military action. Obama also said the most direct threat the U.S. faces for the foreseeable future is still terrorism. That last point reminds us why the U.S. government has ramped up its surveillance ops so much since 9/11. Q. Edward Snowden. He, of course, pulled back the curtain on the National Security Agency's vast global and domestic snooping programs. Snowden is still holed up in Russia, keeping a relatively low profile, except for an exclusive interview he's just granted to NBC. The network aired an excerpt yesterday. Here's a bit where Snowden says that, contrary to what the government says about him, he wasn't just a data analyst.
I was trained as a spy in sort of the traditional sense of the word, in that I lived and worked undercover, overseas, pretending to work in a job that I'm not, and even being assigned a name that was not mine.
NBC says it plans to air the full Snowden interview tonight. The Guardian's Luke Harding was based in Russia for several years, and he's the author of The Snowden Files. Luke, based on what you know about Snowden, was he really a spy, not just a data analyst?
Yes, he was. He really was a spy. He's not just making this up. We know, for example, that when he was in Switzerland, he had, officially he was with the US State Department, but actually he had a secret alias. He was called Dave M. Churchyard, and he was working undercover. And I think at that point, a relatively junior role, he was responsible for kind of computer security for diplomats. And obviously, as he got older, he worked his way up the intelligence community ladder, and by the time he arrives in Japan, he's working as a contractor for the NSA, and he's giving lectures to the Department of Defense on cybersecurity and how to protect your top secret material from Chinese attack.
But to cop Brian Williams' James Bond analogy, was he trained in using weapons? I mean, was he that kind of spy?
No, I mean, he wasn't jumping out of helicopters or wrestling with bad guys. But as Snowden says himself in the interview, that's not where spying is these days. Spying is about signals intelligence, which is what the NSA does. It's about hoovering up your adversary's electronic communications and keeping your own communications safe from other people trying to steal them.
Hoovering would be the British term for vacuuming up.
Vacuuming up, absolutely. Taking everything you can lay your little hands on.
By calling him a low-level analyst, what is the U.S. government trying to achieve?
I think the U.S. government is trying to diminish Snowden in some way and discredit him. We had Obama last year describing him as a 29-year-old hacker. This is partly to do with anger. Obviously, they regard what he did as unforgivable, as treasonous, and as illegal. And I think it's partly to do with embarrassment, because the big question that still hasn't been answered is, how can a 29-year-old sitting in Hawaii download as many as 1.7 million top-secret NSA documents and nobody notices? I mean, this is probably the most embarrassing moment in the history of American intelligence.
In the NBC interview that'll air tonight, we understand that Snowden is going to say he never intended to be holed up in Russia, but had to because Washington revoked his passport. What would Snowden face if he came back to the United States?
Well, I think Snowden would face a very long period in jail. Really, one of the reasons that he decided to go from Hawaii to Hong Kong was because of what happened to Bradley, now Chelsea Manning, who obviously was convicted of 35 years in jail for leaking classified material to WikiLeaks. So Snowden didn't want that. But I mean, I think what's kind of interesting about this interview is first ever interview with an American TV network after almost a year in Moscow is that Snowden is trying to change perceptions of him, that there's a strategy at work here. For the first 6 months, Snowden was invisible in Russia. He didn't really meet anybody at all. He'd sort of vanished. Now, I think his medium to long-term strategy is to do more interviews to try and create a political climate in the US, which is more sympathetic to him, and ultimately get a deal, if not with this administration, perhaps with the next administration, where he can come back to the US, maybe serve a short sentence, and ultimately be home and be free.
Why do you think he's still in Russia, Edward Snowden?
Well, I think he's in Russia because he's got no other options. Going back to the US now means being jailed forever. But I think being in Russia is very tricky for him because, on the one hand, he lifted the lid on this mass surveillance by the NSA of Americans, of everybody, actually, which in my view was a good thing. But on the other hand, he ended up in Russia, which is a dark, authoritarian country run by a former KGB officer, and moreover, one with kind of expansionist nationalist goals that's just seized a huge part of Ukraine and has changed European borders by force for the first time since 1945. So I think this makes Snowden's narrative very tricky.
As you know, President Obama outlined his foreign policy today at West Point. I'm just curious how you see Snowden fitting into the big picture of U.S.-Russia relations right now.
Well, Snowden is, in the words of Vladimir Putin, when he first arrived, an unwanted Christmas present. So Putin claiming that he had nothing to do with Snowden ending up in Moscow, which I think is true. I don't think this was a Russian intelligence plot, as some have claimed. I think it was happenstance that he got there. But it's clear that Putin, from my experience, sees the world, sees relations with America in zero-sum terms. So in other words, what's bad for America is good for Russia. And Snowden is a kind of irritant. He's someone who daily irritates the White House. And therefore, I'm fairly confident that when Snowden's asylum, he got a year's asylum in Russia, expires in July, it will be renewed because he's a great chess piece in this kind of geopolitical game. It's not quite Cold War II, but it has its moments.
The Guardian's Luke Harding in London, author of The Snowden Files. Thank you very much, Luke.
Thank you, Marco.